I've worked a gig for a long time, and I have still got a lot of friends out there, and they were good to me while I was out there. And I don't know, I'd just rather work it out for them. I feel more independent over there. I feel more, I can do more over there as an individual. See, out at United, you've got women everywhere. Okay, over there, there's not many. And they give you special treatment over there. I mean, they really make you feel, you know, like you're accepted and all, and that you can work around. You can do that kind of work and get along with them. I don't know. I'd just rather stay over there.
Is there much time for you to talk with other people while you're working or during the day?
Not really. You don't have a chance to talk. You know, like I was in the office, I had a lot of time to get used to, you know, learn, get to know girls, you know. Over there, when you talk with anybody, it's mostly about the job or whoever you're working with at night. And, of course, you know, we talk, you know. They'll ask me, you know, when I first went over there, they'll ask me how many kids I have. The biggest question that they ask me, how does your husband feel about you working over here? If I've heard that one time, I've heard it 100. And I tell them, I said, they'll say, how does he feel about you working around a bunch of men? I said, well, he knows I wanted to work over here, make a better living for myself and a better future. It doesn't bother him, and it hasn't. It does not, because, you know, he knows me. He knows what I want. And working around them is so different from working around, you know, a bunch of women out here. I mean, it's really funny the way they go on about, well, how does your husband feel? And really, he's tickled to death that I'm over there working.
That's great.
And like I said, I know he's real proud of me.
Mm-hmm.
But most of our time, when we get to know, you know, if we get to talk with anybody, it's in our break, you know. Our department eats together at a certain time, take a break, like 15 minutes at a certain time. We'll play cards or talk or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And what are the subjects of conversation that
mostly
at lunch hour?
Lunch hour? Well, I've got into, I play cards a lot. I like cards. And most time me and another girl team up and play two other guys.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time the conversation is, we talk about the work and what goes on over there mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe, you know, we'll talk about our families and maybe some of our problems.
Mm-hmm.
At home.
Do you ever talk about the union?
No, not too often. Unless there's something stirred up or something. You know. No, not really.
Or the company?
Well, sometimes when, like, if something's going on, you know, if something's in the air, you know, you'll hear, there's always talk about, you know, something going on over there, like if somebody got fired or whatever.
Did you see the flyer that the union put out about the two women who have been laid off working?
Yeah,
Cottons?
One of them came at work in my department, our department.
Back to working Cottons?
Uh-huh. She came in, 2 weeks ago. She came in our department. She worked in the pot service, what we call it bull game, which is a very rough job for a man. You know, it's a rough job. I don't think I could ever handle that.
And that's what she did?
That's what she did. They had a rough job. It's rough for a man, let alone a woman.
Well, how did you feel about her being laid off?
Well, they said they were fired. I didn't work around even one, but I saw them, you know, a couple of days, and I think, you know, everybody ought to have another chance. If they couldn't, you know, make it or couldn't do their work in that department, you know, there's other departments that could put a woman and give them a try. But I tried to, I mean, I was, the union was backing them.
Okay.
And we're supposed to stand behind the union. Okay. And I was, I guess it's because there were two women. I mean, I'm glad to see them come back. Yeah. They're doing good. This one in our department, she's doing good. I mean, she's a good worker.
Well, why had they been put on the bull gang?
Well, see, they were hired for that. They came in a month before I did. I came in September. They came in August. And they were hiring for that department. See, when I came in, they were hiring for the department I'm in now. And, see, you stay there 3 months, you can bid out. And I don't really know all the story behind anything that day. I was really surprised when they were fired.
Is there a probation period?
Yeah. You've got a 3 month trial. When I went to work, I was told that you'll be on 3 months, 90 days trial. So your foreman will determine whether you stay or not. You know, if you work, if you're a good worker, if you do the work. And you're qualified after 3 months. I don't have any problem.
And at that end of the 3 months, were you reviewed? Did you speak with your foreman about it?
Well, I asked my foreman, you know, I asked him, you know, how was I doing? He said, Bobby, you're doing great. Because I wanted to know. I wanted somebody to tell me. I mean, you know, in office, I always, like I said, I got a lot of praise out there. And I wanted somebody to tell me how I was doing up there, and nobody say nothing. And the other guys around me, I'd hear them say, well, she can, you know, she's doing great. And it makes me feel good when I know some of the guys are saying, well, she's doing a great job. It just makes me feel good. And so I just come out and ask my foreman, how am I doing? He said, Bobby, you're doing great. So if I want them to, well, I'm sure, you know, if I was not doing my work, they would have come to me long before now, because they've had, you know, they've had to talk to a couple, not women, though. I had to talk to a couple, and I'm sure if I hadn't been doing what I was supposed to be doing, I would have been called in the office. That's the reason I like to just do my work, and I don't want to get in any trouble.
Was there ever anything that bothered you about working that you went to a supervisor about, or any union official or anything? But aside from safety, the danger angle, the thing that people are most concerned about is being laid off.
Well, I don't know if everybody's that concerned. I am. I know, you know, 3 weeks ago, it was the weekend before the 4th, they posted 12 names, and I was one of them. And the company always tries to, you know, reassign you in another department. And they reassigned 4 of the 12, the 4 oldest. And I was the 5th one here to be reassigned. They never got to me. What happened? They laid us off, posted our names on Wednesday. And then Friday morning, I came off graveyard. Okay, there's a black girl that lives here in Mount Hood. She and I ride together. We're really good friends. And she had to go to personnel, so I took her over there. And so she called me and I said, we're not getting laid off. We're going back in the hotline. And we'll just tickle us both to death. So see, we were going to get split up. We ride together. They're good about, you know, when we first went to work over there, I don't like to drive at night by myself, so we asked them could she and I stay on the same shift so we could ride together, and they were just great about that. We've been on the same shift working together ever since we went over there. And we were glad that we were going back in the same department, that we weren't going to be split up, and I was so glad I didn't get laid off. Because, like I say, I enjoy my work. I do.
One thing about the pot roofs, you know, the fire, if you take off that, whatever it's called, and you see that fire there. Mm-hmm. Now, what's burning?
You've got the aluminum, I mean, it's in the raw. It's they're cooking it at a certain temperature, which is very hot. And I don't know, all I know is they're just cooking it in the raw. Mm-hmm. And then I'll take it down to another department and, you know, melt it up in blocks.
Mm-hmm. How about people in other departments? Do you get to know them very much? Most of the people in the department?
Well, yeah, I know, you know, I've met a lot of, you know, people over there, but I don't get to talk with them or, you know, like I do on my own department, because we work so closely together. Mm-hmm. And, but everybody out there, you know, is just as friendly. And, of course, they're going to be. All the guys won't stop and talk to a woman, because you don't see too many of them over there. And, you know, they're all friendly. Mm-hmm.
Is there any kind of friendly rivalry between the different departments or any of that?
Well, I guess, I guess you would say yes. Because I know a lot of times when we're working, you know, we have to bother the guys in the pot room, you know, use a crane, and we have to take them working their work. He has to pull them and help pot lining. And it's just all in fun, though. You know, they might gripe about it a little bit, but we all get along great, department, work together.
When you were first in the plant, how did you know when the forklifts were coming or when the crane is moving overhead? Because you can't hear the noise.
That's true. Well, you know, when the crane's coming with maybe something heavy that could fall, they're supposed to sound the alarm, and you're supposed to get out of the way. And when a forklift's coming, you just have to kind of look out, you know. I've driven one some. When I was put down in cover room for 10 weeks, there was a guy who went out on a 10-week vacation, and this girl I was talking about, she and I were putting in there for 10 weeks straight daylight on the cover, and I had to drive a forklift. That's the only time I've driven one there. I enjoy it. And it just fascinates a guy sometimes to see a woman driving heavy equipment, you know. Mm-hmm.